The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. I'm grateful to Father Pius for the opportunity to read the Gospel to you and share the homily this evening. I asked him if I could do that so I could speak to you also about Trinity Junior High, where I am now the administrator. So I want to use this opportunity for that. In addition to that, there are two things special we have to do in today's Mass, as the lector announced at the beginning. One is, we'll take up a second collection for the benefit of Trinity Junior High. And we'll take up that collection immediately after the first collection. So get ready. And then secondly, we have to vote for our parish council nominees. You may have noticed those pieces of paper in the pews. Put them down, not right now. And we'll do that after communion, and the ushers will walk by and pick them up. Please don't vote during the homily. During the final days of World War II, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill sat down with Russian leader Joseph Stalin to discuss the fate of Eastern Europe, which Stalin wanted to become communist. Churchill cautioned Stalin to take into account the views of the Pope before taking any action in Eastern Europe, to which Stalin scoffed insolently, "And how many divisions does the Pope have? How many divisions does the Pope have?" In other words, all that matters is military might. And that's what rules and runs the world. Not the opinions of a Pope in a white robe, protected by an army wearing pantaloons that look like pajamas. For Stalin, might makes right. Do you remember that black and white TV show called The Honeymooners? Whenever Ralph, he was the husband, lost an argument to his wife, Alice, he would get mad and threaten her by saying, "One of these days, Alice, pow, right in the kisser." That's why Isaac Asimov, the science fiction novelist, said, "Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent." Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. That is, the incompetent rely on violence because they believe that might is right. But does it? Is might right? Where is communist Eastern Europe today? One by one, country after country, dominated by dictators, has thrown off their communistic chains and breathed the free air of democracy. And Pope John Paul II played a major role in the downfall of communism in Eastern Europe. Why? Because might does not make right. Instead, right makes might. You see, there is another power in the world stronger than weapons, even nuclear weapons, and that is the power of goodness. In the end, the Pope wins, not the Tsar. Alice wins, not Ralph. In the gospel today, we see the same struggle afoot. Which is stronger, might or right? On the one hand, you have Pontius Pilate interrogating Jesus. And what does he ask? He wants to know if Jesus is a king. Like Stalin, Pilate is asking, how many divisions does Jesus have? If you are a king, in this world, might makes right. Just look at us Romans. We run the world. If anyone disagrees with us, it's pow, right in the kisser. But Jesus responds, my kingdom is not of this world. Later he adds, I came into the world to testify to the truth. Like the popes, Jesus' power is truth and goodness and love. Not weapons of mass destruction, but the weapons of holiness and grace. But which one is stronger? Well, where is the Roman Empire today? It is merely a heap of rubble and ruins. And where is the church that Jesus established today? It is 1 billion members strong. In the end, Jesus wins, not Pilate. The Pope wins, not the Tsar. Alice wins, not Ralph. Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. As I said, today I want to take a minute to ask you to consider sending your son or daughter to Trinity Junior High. Why? Well, because besides being an excellent school, we also teach them a deeper truth, that right makes might. That is, there is a power in the world stronger than military weapons, stronger than political parties, and stronger than the wealth of Wall Street. And that is the power of God's goodness and grace. Coach Jeff Mears, who we're happy to have back at Trinity again this year, put it perfectly when he told a prospective student about our football program. He said, we may not win many games, but we sure will laugh a lot. That laughter is a sign of the joy of Jesus and the power of goodness and truth and right. By the way, you know that there are 4 captains of the Southside football team? Do you know how many of those 4 were Trinity graduates? All 4 of them were. Do you know what I think about that? Pow! Right in the kisser! Trinity Junior High will teach your children what real power is. And what Isaac Asimov meant when he said, violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. Praised be Jesus Christ. Now and